For up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're right on time. Welcome to the accredited powered. Why you laugh?
Long story. I sleepy, but.
Yeah, I mean, welcome to. Anyway, we'll get into it later. Welcome to the accredited powered by 10th year seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and there's a lot of things that I'm not going to say or that I can't say because I was, you know, I had an instant moment where I was thinking about the last pre-production meeting. And it brought me back to a line from Friday After Next where it was like, you don't even remember what happened to the last security guards. Anyway, go ahead. Don't worry about it.
I'm Ricardo. It's weird because it's been raining the last couple of days. The rain is doing something to you. I need sleep.
I'm John Mark, and Skywalker is maybe
you
Kai
Jones.
You
don't understand anything in that song.
Oh, no, it's great.
What are you talking about?
He's Million Trillion? Come on.
He's the best. I'll go ahead and say it right now. Y'all know how I feel. I don't feel like we have to see the story been completed. I feel like we can say it as it's happening in real time. He is the greatest athlete artist the Bahamas has ever had.
Yeah.
Is he not the only athlete artist that we've had?
Well, jazz.
What do you
rap,
mean?
Man.
Jazz makes music.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Jazz wanted to drop a project pretty soon.
Yeah.
But see, they
were the Kai Jones jazz collab.
Oh my God. When
we
they
gotta
do
work
a song,
that out.
When
we
they
work
do
that
a
out.
Song together... I feel like they should do a collab album, not just a song.
I remember we were, and I know I brought this up before, but when we were having the AmeriCup game when Kai was here, we said, how could we get fans to come? Uh-huh. And we're like, we'll have him do the halftime show too.
I believe that.
And he could have done it. Or a post-game show.
Think about how great this would have been, right? Remember Kai had the big highlight just before the half when he had to put back dunk. The whole gym was going crazy. In that moment, he ain't even got a change.
Also, the DJ did miss an opportunity.
The DJ missed a huge opportunity. He ain't even got a change. Just go right from that, go center court, perform.
Could you imagine him like doing the dunk and you just, instead of saying, you know, like Miami Heat has 2 points for so-and-so, just say, yeah.
I got infinity money.
Kai would love that. I would like it.
I like the song. I do like the song. It's just hard to understand everything in the song, but I like the
I mean,
song.
That's how a lot of music is
I
nowadays.
Just don't understand, like what are you, 50?
I don't listen to a lot of the... But, like, the Migos is as far as I can go down to that. Like,
oh, my God.
Well, that's as far as I can go.
I want to skew younger on this show. What do you mean Migos is as far as you could go? They're not together anymore.
I know.
One is no longer with us.
I know, but that's as far as I can go down to just to chat. I can't do
one is
that.
No longer with Cardi B.
I would say this, though. When I heard Skywalker, the beat alone got me, right?
It's a great
like
song.
The beat alone, and then the song is just like honestly, and I'm not saying this because Kai, my boy, I like the song.
I legitimately do.
It's
too.
All my favorites. That's all.
Right. So I think there's always
protocol.
If you've been around that too, but I feel like if you've been around track, well, really, I'm not going to limit it to track and field because this kind of thing happens pretty much or has happened in all sports here in the country, but it's just the fact that track and field is the most internationally acclaimed one. It gets the recognition and attention. So this one came across our desk. Go ahead, John.
I would also say it depends on who the athlete is as well, because some people are more vocal than others.
Mm.
And that's always going to play a role. And we'll tell the story and then I'll put an example like how this would work with basketball.
Right. So Donald Thomas made a world champion high jumper. Donald Thomas made a post on social media saying that he was not going to compete in the NACAC champs next weekend in Grand Bahama. And I don't want to paraphrase it. I'll just read his post. And he said, I've made myself available to represent the Bahamas at these championships, but I've run into a roadblock. I'm currently training and competing on the European circuit. I've informed the B3As that I am available and will clear my schedule to come home and compete. They are refusing to purchase me a ticket leaving from Europe to attend the NACAC championships. To the B3A's defense, they said if an athlete is not flying from their permanent residence, that the extra cost will be on the athlete. Sorry, really wanted to be there. And this one, of course, it has a lot of polarizing views because you have the people that are completely on the side of the athlete no matter what, and then you have the people that are looking at it from the opposing point of view. But just like everything else, it's always a wedge issue once it hits social media.
We missed the opportunity saying, welcome to Reading with Ronaldo, because that could be a segment.
I like that segment.
Yeah.
I could read something every week.
Exactly.
You know how I feel about alliteration.
Exactly.
Reading with Ronaldo.
All I'm saying is,
I could find something to read.
Yeah, every week, we're going to have a new segment called Reading with Ronaldo, which is open to sponsorships if you guys are, you know, need to hear something on the week.
That's why we get paid the mediocre bucks. But so what do we think about this, though? Because I got to tell, okay, so I am someone that I feel like whenever anything comes up between management and employee, whenever something comes up between authority figure and the person that authority figure is responsible for, I'm always on the side of the employee. Mm-hmm. I am always on the side of the athlete. It's almost 100%, even when they're wrong. But this one, I was like,
Okay, here's the thing, and this is where you got to look at it, right? So we understand what the rules are for the B3As. Now, granted, how much is a ticket from his permanent residence compared to how much a ticket is from Europe, right? Because at the end of the day, it's just like, what is it? Flying from Europe sometimes isn't as expensive as you think it is, especially if you have a U.S. visa and you can fly to the U.S. Like, it's not that big of a price difference. But that's something where I feel, I don't know if they did do it or they didn't do it. This is all alleged on my part, but it's something where you talk to, I know they said they got to pay the difference, but let's just say the difference was $300. You know, at that point, as a federation, you would just look at it basketball-wise, for example. We would look at it and we'd just say, you know what? You've served your time, this and that. For us to put an extra $300, $500 on a ticket, it's not going to be the end of the world for us because we want to keep that relationship as solid as possible.
And that's what I feel like. I feel like this is more of a human interaction problem than a policy problem because I don't think either one of them would have an issue paying this. I feel like this is, I'm going to take a stand with my point of view. You will take a stand with whatever you got to do.
How can we work something out?
And then we're at an impasse. Where do we go from there?
Yeah, but the whole point is, how can you work it out? And it's all about communication. We get the rules and everything. We get there's a cost. But also, I look at it at this point. It ain't like this event is in Miami. This is in Donald's hometown.
Yeah, that's home.
Like, to me, that's a little different too. And he would bring a certain crowd out there. Like, his people will come. He would be able, you know, to be able to have people come. So, anyways, it's just, it sucks that you have someone who's been doing this for, how old is he? 38? 40?
Probably.
So, he's been doing this for 39 and a half years. And it's just, it is disappointing that you're not going to have him, but I understand the stance of the federation as well, where it's like, this is the policy and everyone knows it. Like Donald said it himself. So when we say it's a big controversy,
it's not.
It's not. I feel like this is more of a, instead of this becoming a row, which everyone will make it become, let's just say this is how the communication was and this is the policy. So at the end of the day, it's transparent. That's all this is.
And it's not as... You have nothing on this.
I have a lot to say, but I won't put it in the context when I get the full lay of the line.
The Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture should have stepped
in. No, how did it get to this point?
Because he works.
We only know when we see him posted on social media.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is, clearly this has been on the schedule for a minute. We all knew it was going to be in Grand Bahama. Whoever's communication made to him that, hey, we want you to be a part of it. He states that I'm in Europe. What was the progress after that?
The team was named on Monday. But, I mean, he knew he was He knew.
It's like, at the end of the day, also with Federation, and I say this all the time, yes, we want you to represent our country, but at the same time, we're not going to interfere with your employment of work where you make a living.
And he is also, like he said, he is on the circuit. He's actually competing in Germany right now. I'm not certain if it's in Germany, but he is competing on the circuit in Europe.
He's in the European Union.
But he also said that he would clear his schedule to come home and compete as long as he didn't have to pay for any of it.
Yeah.
So that's where my confusion is, because if that was the statement ahead of time and you need him to be not only a part of the event, but as John indicated, he's a part of the draw as well in Grand Bahama, then I feel like calmer heads could have prevailed. That could have been a conversation. I don't know what the ticket price difference is. If it's multiple flights, you could say, well, hey, we'll cover these two ends of it. If you're coming through Miami to Nassau,
well, that's the whole thing. It could be a conversation of saying, like I said, if it's like a $500 difference, then there should be
But this is why I say I don't think money is the issue, because I am positive Donald Thomas himself never had a problem flying home whenever he wanted to go home.
Yeah.
I am certain that they would have the money to do it if they wanted to do it. I feel like this is more of an issue where both of us feel like we got to prove a point.
No, I don't.
You got to stand your ground.
Yeah.
I believe that to an extent.
No Zimmerman.
So this side, like in situations like this. What if the conversation was, well, hey, if y'all let me know on such and such a date, then I could definitely make the arrangement. They didn't notify him on such and such a date. He was like, well, I already committed to this. Now if I could, I have to kind of move my schedule around. Y'all gonna accommodate the difference? Because I just feel like that sort of conversation is how we do things here in the Bahamas.
But that's the thing, too. So he's on this pro circuit, and like I said, he's getting paid. So for him to clear his schedule, he might be losing money.
Money, yeah. Right?
So that's why you could look at the athlete and say there's a reason why they don't want to pay any money for a flight if it's extra, because they are saying, I'm going to come represent, but I'll be losing XYZ amount of money. And most of the time, they'll be losing more money than what the difference of the ticket is.
But national pride, though.
National pride.
And then you could take it a step further.
You trying to tell me you couldn't find someone in Freeport to be like, hey, we're trying to get Donald. Can you help us with this ticket?
Oh, I saw people saying that under
a GoFundMe.
It was like, yeah, let's just do a GoFundMe and we'll just pay for it.
Here's before you get to Cardo. Everyone's favorite thing in the bomb is to say, oh, why don't you just start a GoFundMe and we could help, especially with broadcasting, too. You know what? We're going to start a GoFundMe and we're going to see how much people donate, because it's going to probably be like five. Me, Ronaldo, Dakari, Andrew, and maybe Cardo. Like,
I got $2.
See? $2.
No, but from that standpoint, I just look at it, like you said, he might be in Germany. That's layover after layover after layover just to get to the U.S. end of things.
Well, not really. Germany to Atlanta, Atlanta to Nassau, Nassau to Freeport.
There's a direct flight from Germany to Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see?
Germany got, you could go to, you could fly to New York, you could fly to,
I know the New York route, but
Charlotte,
I didn't know one was,
you could fly to Dallas, you could fly to Miami, you could fly all over the place.
Well, see, even in that case, that the amount of hours you lose him back, he's going to have to give up he's going to have to give up of himself to make that possible. So if he's already cutting those costs, I think the least, even if you say, well, hey, by the Federation's bylaws, this is what we could offer. But hey, so-and-so in the back, they could just throw 150 towards it until we get to where we need.
Bylaws are only goes as far as how much you want to work out, because I said I was going to bring something up. If this was Buddy Hield or DeAndre Ayton, right? And they said, hey, we could come play national team.
That's a big part of it, too.
Yeah, we could
this
come
issue right here.
Play national team, but we have a camp in China.
Right.
Right? We got to get out of China.
China.
It's going to be like, well, what we got to do?
So basically, the rules.
Like, go ahead.
The rules are for who you want the rules to be for.
Exactly.
But them dudes also got like infinity money to steal a phrase from Kai, and I think that's where the rules play.
But that's why I said this isn't strictly about the money,
right? It clearly there's some undertones there. There's been discussions in the past about it. You can tell that there's more to the story.
There's always more to it, and that's why I wanted to go to from this, because this is one incident, but I feel like this is only a microcosm of stuff that always existed. There is always this adversarial relationship between athlete and administration.
So,
and it's been happening for a long time. Shout out to my boy Frank Rutherford. We've had like hours of conversations about this.
So, okay, I've had a conversation on something similar to this. So I could play like devil's advocate here. John, he's a part of a federation. You've had a lot of interaction with a lot of federations. So I'm going to ask it like this.
Now it's about our federation too.
Shout out to not being a part of a federation.
Why are we shouting that?
But anyway, what I meant to say is this. You didn't get as bothered to people in the Federation and these guys making way more money than that?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you think?
I think sometimes. I think sometimes.
Oh, and us? No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I realize. No. Go ahead.
With some people probably, not with the brain trusts who, anyway, we're going to get too deep into that. But I'm sure.
No, that's why I wanted to.
I'm sure it exists, though.
Because that, like, every old person I've spoken to about issues like that, their whole belief is like, using the buddy thing for example, but he could just fund the federation. We ain't got to have none of these conversations. Like, the premise the Bahamians take on is that he makes enough money, he can make these sorts of things happen. And my argument to that is always...
We do pocket watch a lot.
My argument is always, that's not his job,
though. No, absolutely.
That's
no,
not his not, job.
We're asking him to do a favor, which he is playing for free for us. For free. This dude makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a game to play. A game. We doing it for free. Coming to practice for free. Doing all that for free. You cannot come to them and say... That's like me having just a job, being a CEO of a company and saying, oh, we can just take this money at your salary because you're making a lot of money to pay these people too. Like, my job isn't to run the company.
I said all that to say this. That's what the vast majority of the Bahamian viewing public thinks.
And from the athlete's perspective, you know what they think? Because I've heard a lot of them say this too. It's a lot of people that travel to all of this stuff that have absolutely no bearing on anything that happens in the field of play.
And we can say that in media too.
And in media and are completely irrelevant. Why is that money not allocated towards this? Because that's why I said this is not just about the money, because either one of us could pay for it. I'm sure he's saying, y'all got like 12 people that just sit in the stands doing nothing. Why is that money not allocated for someone like us who wants to come home and compete? That's why I say it's a bigger issue here, and it's always adversarial between the two groups. Some of it may be, you know, like you said, some of it may be, you know, they make more money, they can do whatever they want. But then I also think on the athlete side of it, neither seed truly sees the value in the other sometimes. And I think that's where the problem lies.
Because the federation, a lot of the senior people in the federations look at the athletes as only talent. But the lines get kind of blurred when you take in the money factor. A lot of these federations are sort of underfunded. And then if you have persons...
Well, most of them are
super underfunded. Right, but then if you have athletes that are making infinity money... You look at it and be like, well, you love the sport just as much as I love the sport, but you have the means to better it. Why aren't you better?
Yeah.
So that's where the lines get blurred.
That doesn't make sense. Because I got to go make a living.
Yeah.
I know. I'm making an agreement with that. Yeah. I'm just saying to you how regular, everyday... Bahamians look at our basketball team and be like, but why are they traveling like that? They got millionaires on the roster. Why they don't do something?
They don't always. They have millionaires on the roster, maybe one or two teams.
Yep.
They don't always have millionaires on the roster. That's not the bulk of what does it, though.
No. I could tell you one time. I can't remember which team USA it was that had to go over to one of the Olympics. And something happened where, like, it was the betting situation, I think.
Yes.
Right, and they was just like, yeah, but I ain't sleeping on that.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
well, they bucked up the hotel a long time. But here's a story with Eric when we were talking about him with his team. Because, you know, the first year he came to play with us for Bahamas, we were talking to him, and he's like, yeah, when we played in World Championships in Turkey, they chartered a 747 for us. So we flew in the day we wanted to, right? And he said, as soon as the tournament was over, we flew out, and he was just like, you were able to bring your family, this, that, you know, a whole bunch of stews. But then Eric was just like, but you know what? It's still fun doing this because it's just different. You're with your like-minded people. You're going for a different purpose. So every federation is it's always depends on the player itself, how they're going to enjoy it or if they're not going to enjoy it. There was a flight we went on when Buddy was in the middle seat in row like 24. And I got upgraded, thank God. But when Buddy came, I said, hey, Buddy, you want to sit here? I go, no, cool. And he had a good time in the back there with all the boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's how you make it.
Right.
I just think it's toxic. And also, I feel like we never get to the root of why this continues. This continues to exist athletes and federation.
Well, one thing.
For decades. This is not an isolated incident.
No, but one thing I notice is the most favorite thing for some federations to do is always to take pictures of when they're going to this event and that event that really has nothing to do with the Bahamas sometimes. I mean, I know there was Wimbledon, and I'm like, I see a bunch of people there, and I say, I hope to God Wimbledon paid for that. Like, you know, like, because it would make no sense to personally work in a federation unless there was a Congress or something. But usually when there's a Congress, there's a federation gets money from whatever the head organization is to send one person. But when you're sending four or five people, it's just like, this ain't really making no sense. Like, they just want the photo op. That's all they want. They want to have the photo op and beat their chest and be like, this is how great we're doing. And it's just like, bro, in reality, you're not doing that. We always talk about this in sports, like track and field. Yes, we get, because you have to measure it by how many people make the Olympics, right? Basketball, we could measure to a point where it's like, we have X amount of professional basketball players playing overseas. Baseball is the same thing. We have X amount of professionals in this league. And then we always go to swimming. We have a couple of professional swimmers. We dominate the region. But then there has to be a transition of what is the youth level doing to be able to get them at the senior level? Because at the end of the day, that's the feeder system to become relevant. And if you don't have people at the professional level, then you're not. You could win all the youth tournaments in the world, but if you have no one at the professional level, it doesn't make any sense.
I just wanted to ask you, what would be the root of the issue? Because you said that we don't want to get there. So do you have a kind of idea what the root of the issue is?
I don't know. I would love to. I wish I could do an episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out and find out why is it. I mean, the circumstances are different for different people, right? Because each situation is unique. So right here, Donald Thomas's issue is not going to be the same issue as someone else is going to have. And also the administration's changed. So it's not even always the same people at the top, but it's the same problems. And that's what's the most perplexing thing, because no matter who the athletes are, no matter who the administration is, it's almost as if the through line is, we're not really getting along. We're not. And it's a part of it is, it goes kind of to what some of what John was saying just now. I think a lot of athletes are like, yeah, you take a lot of credit for the stuff that we do. We don't get the full support that we feel like we should be getting, but you also get a lion's share of the credit, and there's a disconnect there. And that disconnect, I think, is what breeds contempt. That's a lot of what it is.
Yeah, more like I say, money is money, but I always tell people our basketball players are successful because they put the work in and they did what they had to do. Like the Federation, like in all honesty, you look at all the professionals, we only put together national teams. We had like the grassroots. You could say that some people came up through the Federation, like the Bridgewaters and the Hunters, but we were able to identify them as a young talent, put them through a couple camps. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's up to the athlete to be able to get to a certain level. And when they get to a certain level, let's just remember, Donald, too, we go back to him. He is used. He won a gold medal at the World Championships.
Yeah.
He is used to getting first-class service wherever he goes. Like, you cannot take that medal away from him.
I mean, he's still competing on the
circuit. Exactly. He's still on the circuit. So we also got to remember, these people live a certain life, right? Fund the Federation, not their business. But they live a certain life. Wow. And their life is lavish, and that's what they want to do.
I feel like that's the root right there.
Yeah, but we, as a federation, as a government, as whatever it is, you cannot support that lifestyle.
I mean, you don't have to support the lifestyle, but you can support the elements necessary for that person not to have to take a step down from what they're doing to compete for you or to compete for the country. Like, that's simple. I don't feel like you have to bring them here and put them into, like, Ritz-Carlton. But we don't have a Ritz-Carlton. Them into the suites at Atlantis or Bahama. You don't have to do any of that stuff. But travel, I feel, is simple. Like, I feel, but like, that's simple.
Some of those athletes are not going to stay at Breezers. But also, it is an agreement with, like, some federations. If we will provide you accommodation. Now, if you would like to go elsewhere,
all right,
that's on you. That's not the problem with the federation.
Quickly, before we get to the half, who should pay?
Is that your way of jumping into the half?
Is that the teaser?
No, we're actually going to do it before we go to the half.
Who should pay for what?
Who should pay for him to come home to compete at NACAC?
In this particular situation, wow, that's a big shot. That's a big shot, John.
Is it?
Because
I feel like anybody can pay for.
Let me explain you why I think chances. Let me tell you why I think the Port Authority is a big shot. Did they put on this event?
They have to be a part of it, I think.
No, they don't. They didn't put on the event. It's not their event. That's where the weird plan. We have to take this over into the second half, because that is where the weird portion of this whole issue stems from, is the idea that you as the federation controls the flow of everything that athlete does. So you believe that I could just schedule an event without any ramifications and name a team on Monday, and then people just show up like they live here, like they operate here, like this is part of their everyday life. That's not normally the case.
When we come back, we talk about what is normally the case. Next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Welcome back to The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and last night made me realize this is a football-starved sporting environment, and no matter what the stakes are, people just going to watch football.
Ricardo, my Patriots look so good, but we have a left tackle, we have a running back. Oh, boy, preseason is off to a good start.
You're just naming positions.
No, we have a left tackle now. We got Will Campbell. We've not had a left tackle for quite some time.
I agree.
We back at it.
All right.
I'm John Mark, and I watched Jamaica play basketball last night. And they have more sponsors than the Bahamas Basketball Federation. They're just starting again.
Right away. And one NBA player.
Yeah, shout out to the Bob Marley Foundation for sponsoring this
stuff. Oh, they have been on it. They had press conferences with the Thompson twins. They had one with AJ. Like, Bob Marley Foundation is like, hey, we going after this. What a great booster club. But y'all make fun of me when I say our rich people don't do half of the stuff that we need to. Our rich people suck.
No, they had, what was it? It was a big article. Billionaire so-and-so from Jamaica went to the training camp or whatever.
What are our rich people doing?
Being rich, buying private islands.
Thanks. That helps nobody. Least of all, it helps us to get to the international stage where we try.
You know what is funny?
We have some terrible rich people.
You said it helps nobody. But if you talk to their employees, they would tell you right away.
They can't hoop. I ain't getting no medals. I ain't got no trophies. Anyway.
But what they're saying is we still looking for sponsors, y'all. If Jamaica could come out the gate in a pre-qualifier, the team isn't even the strong, right? I know they beat Barbados, but Barbados had a bunch of night league people. Like, that's just what it is.
China, you know there was night league.
Because I looked at the roster and everyone played locally, and only one player played at Boston University. He was pretty good though. He looked good. But he's not going to go that far at Barbados because Barbados isn't going to make it that far. But it's just like, I always feel we're the only team. When you watch us in USA, go figure. We try to copy USA for everything, eh? Minus they have the Nike sponsor. We're the only team in the Americas without a jersey sponsor.
I won't be petty, but I can leave that alone.
You can be petty. This is the purpose of the show.
Not to be petty.
I'm just... talk and provide content for
the people. You know what would be a great advertisement on the jersey? Visit the islands of the Bahamas. Just saying.
That would be a great advertisement on the jersey. It could, you could have it like on the bottom of the shorts, bottom right
hand corner. What are their sports federations doing different than our sports federations? There has to be something different.
No.
If
no.
it's not, not the athletes.
Hold on. That's not coming from the federation, though.
So who's it coming from?
That's coming from corporate Jamaica. He just told you.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Marley Foundation.
So, okay, let me ask it like this. You think corporate Jamaica is just sitting back right now and just saying, well, hey.
They're not sitting back.
They saw Norman Powell's name.
Yeah.
And they said how we could get in that.
No, nobody has to do that for them. They are getting invested in it. That's my point. That you're not going to make the argument to me that these people here don't know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on.
They can know what's going on next summer when Buddy, DeAndre, Vijay, all of them coming on the court to
they
play.
They knew what was going on before that. The last time when they played, they knew. They knew. Everybody. You're shaking your head. I don't understand.
I think the perception you have of these people here is overestimating. It's overestimating. Is overestimated.
How do people gain knowledge?
Now, let me say it like this. You think these people sitting back in these offices saying, well, hey, yeah, but DeAndre, Vijay, Buddy, all of them going to be playing next season. We need to put our money behind them so behemoths can come and support our business.
How do they know anything? Like, just at a basic level? Because you're telling me that they're not going to know that unless you
spoon. You ever see where promo dollars are spent in this country?
Yeah, I see.
Where?
On a lot of nonsense.
So you think that you think every business in Bob has just decided we're going to put money on nonsense?
I'm not saying that. But I'm also saying that you're not going to convince me that they have absolutely no clue what's going on. The people that are responsible for deciding where money goes, I feel like that's giving them a cop out.
No, I'm not giving them a cop out. I've been in some of those rooms. I've been in some of those meetings, and people sit back and be like, "Well, I ain't gonna make us no money."
This is not making this. What is happening with Team Jamaica right now? Ain't making the ball market federation.
I'm just looking at just the sponsorships they have. Right. Meanwhile, they haven't played like competitive basketball in 4 years.
Right.
The Sports Development Foundation. That's part of the government thing. That's like a Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. Right. I could never diss the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture what they help with basketball. Right. It may not be everything, but it's something to help, you know, propel.
It's not enough.
Then they got the Bob and Rita Marley Foundation. They got Gatorade. They got Tad Water. And here's a big one, which I don't know why something like this doesn't happen. Phoenix Health Complex. I mean, I know we have like hospitals and like clinics. That would be perfect to just associate yourself with a national team. Just like how they do with NBA games. I'm just saying.
It could be anybody. It could be anybody. But I think the idea they just don't know. Like that's crazy to me. Because all
they don't know. I did not say they don't know.
So you're saying someone has to impress upon them why it's important?
Yes, or somebody has to communicate to them how could it be financially successful for them to put that money behind that certain event.
It's not always going to be.
That's why I asked the question, what are the federations in these other countries doing differently than our federations here?
And I'm telling you, this is not a federation thing. Okay. I'm telling you, this is outside of federation. None of those things that John mentioned was federation
related. We'll go back to saying... When Now said he went to Jamaica, when I go to Jamaica, what do you see? Even when we go to Trinidad, what do we see? Their local athletes are promoted everywhere. When I go to Chile, local athletes are promoted with Gatorade, with Powerade, with the water company.
That's the first time I ever saw some of the sprinters Powerade.
With the hospital. So these things can happen. It's just, like I said, I keep saying it. Dakari is on more billboards than our gold medalist.
He's also by a live bill, by the way. I was supposed to send that to him. It was weird.
Yeah, no, he's the first page. So
I didn't understand
that. It goes back to, shout out to listener Happy, who we also did his podcast, but he always says, we're quick to always say, yes, the government has to do something, right? And Lord, every talk show in this country is a GGDS show. Government got to do something. That's all it is. You turn on, you flip it on, government got to do something. And they say that for 3 hours.
How long did it take you to come up with the acronym?
I would always say that. But that's just all they do. But then, yeah, but the people also have to do something.
I agree.
People have to do a large part of it.
I agree.
This is why I always say our rich people suck. That's what it is. It's not always going to be sit back and wait on the government to do it.
Here's a thing, too, where you could involve government to this point. You need to give benefits for companies to be able to give money back, like an incentive, some sort of incentives that they can get, right? That's just how it is. Like in the States, people would donate to certain things because they could write it off on the taxes. There needs to be some sort of corporate write-off to a certain point where they would be more willing to do things.
if a lot of our rich people money didn't go to boosting politics, it would go out of places.
Well, see, hey, they could spend their money how they want to spend their money.
That is my point. I wouldn't even be upset if y'all was, if we had like a Lex Luthor or a Bruce Wayne or somebody. Like,
we do. We have many of them.
Yeah, but they ain't cool.
No, they cool. They spending their money in places that it's going to make them more money in the future. That's the issue. Now, if we don't impress upon
not that, as cool as Bruce Wayne, dog.
Okay. When you see what I'm about here at the top below, then let's see what it look like.
I would be cool with a Cape Crusader.
Yeah.
I would be cool with that. I would be cool with a supervillain.
I just look at it. I mean, you look at these things. Banks, for example. They charge you a dollar to pull out money every time you go. They are making hand over fist of money. Like, they're just making so much money just for no reason. Oh, you want to transfer that? That's $3 to transfer that to that account.
It depends on what bank, but you might get up to five.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's like, you're trying to tell me y'all can't then say, hey, out of the tens of thousands of transactions we do a day, we could take a quarter, calculate that for what it'll be a year, and be like, hey, we know we can give some of this away.
We can and we should. I just want to talk about Shador Sanders in the second half.
Yeah, I just feel we don't have like, people don't value sponsorship as in visual sponsorship enough in this country. Like, could you imagine? And I keep telling people, if I had the money, 10YS would be a sponsor for the Bahamas national team in a heartbeat, just based on the fact that if I had Buddy with the logo on, Aiden with the logo on, you know, VJ, to me, that's worth too much money.
It's going to go back to what we say every week. But I like the fact that it does it, though, because the reason why that doesn't happen is because sports not seen as big business, which is the root of all evil in all of these conversations. That's what it is. Sports not being big business would cause you, or it prohibits you from actually seeing how that visibility would be a plus, how that visibility would be a benefit.
Because, so I just did a quick Google on just a random bank, just on sponsorship. Name of the bank, sponsorship, Bahamas. In the last 3 years alone, based on my quick calculations here, this bank has given roughly $500,000 to various charities.
That's it?
In the last 3 years alone, just follow me, this is just one bank. $500,000 to various charities, feeding organizations, food programs, random summer camps, random school programs. When I say school programs, not actual school programs, but programs for school-age kids. Just randomly. $500,000 given out randomly. There's no through line to say what that money is actually going to end up in, what it actually is going to. What I'm saying is, I'm using this as an example to say, there's buku dollars being given out in sponsorships.
You think that's buku dollars?
I'm not saying the $500,000 in this one instance. What I'm saying is,
for 3 years.
Just specific
programs. I understand, but no, you Google, that's multiple years worth, right?
Yes.
That's
pathetic. No, I'm saying to particular programs, feeding and school-related programs alone, not to the junk canoes, not to the summer camps, not to all of those things, just the sorts of programs that I laid out just now. $500,000 in the last 3 years alone. This does not include the cancer walks. This does not include the end breast cancer. This does not include all those other kinds of things. And that small percentage and that small gap, that's just one bank. Now, you could go bank by bank. By the time you finish, you would have some banks given in excess of $3, $4, $5 million every year in various charities and support. What I'm trying to say to you, there's no clear through line that any of these organizations pop up and say, hey, as a collective, we need $1 million to operate our budget. As a collective, we need $5 million to build a new arena. As a collective, we need, I don't know, $2 million to fund this program or keep this going. That's where I think the issue is, because I've seen these sorts of discussions where you sit back and you say to yourself, like, hey, well, we need to do this one camp and we need to have 50 people come in. It's going to cost us, run them out the box, $1 million to get it done.
And the reason why I'm going to push back on
Go ahead.
That, because I have been in rooms, and I'm sure John has been in rooms Definitely. As well, where these kind of things actually do happen. And these overtures have been made time right. and time again. And the presentations have been there. And the numbers have been there. And all of this has been laid out.
And then a month later, where does that same company then spend their money?
The Buckster, I don't know, but I know you get a no from a lot of them. I don't know what happens with the money after that. I can't tell you that.
Well, one of the favorite things is, you got to submit for our next budget. You could submit every day for 365 years a day, and the thing is, you got to come for the next budget cycle.
And then I just invite you, if you could just think about the last company that you got a rejection letter from. Just follow the through line. Just follow the through line. And then a couple of months later, just go and see what they get news coverage for. Just go and see what they get news coverage for.
But if that's the impetus of this, there is no news coverage that could possibly be greater than when one of these... I'll just take, for instance, what happened last year with the run towards the Olympics. With the national basketball team, there was nothing bigger than that. At the last second, everybody was trying to jump in on that.
Right.
But you knew that. Everyone knew that was coming.
Now, let me ask you a question like this. Where was that game televised locally?
Oh, I don't know. I was in Canada.
It wasn't.
No, it was.
It wasn't.
It was online.
It was.
I said, where was it televised locally?
Yeah, but
we talked about the importance that we put on these things, and we quickly just say, hey, John talked about the Jamaica thing. Just hear me out and follow me for a second. If that same game happened with the Jamaican national team, that would be on every radio station, every television station, every newspaper.
Because someone is paying the money for it.
Not because someone
is paying. Yes, no, you have to pay for the rights.
John, they've made it. They've made it a national. Go look right now. I'm
telling you now, for events, you have to pay for TV rights.
Go paid for the rights.
Go and look at who paid for the rights. That's what I'm saying to you. They make it a national priority for these things to exist in grand spaces. You talk about the Bob Marley Foundation. Go and look at the other sponsors around that same exact program.
Yeah.
Not just the Bob Marley Foundation, which is a private family that have made millions of dollars across the world.
See,
go and look at the other prominent donors on that same on that same call sheet.
He listed it.
Yeah.
And how many of them are government affiliated?
One.
And how many of them are private families? Just the Bob Marley Foundation. Who are the other two sponsors? You call Gatorade, I forget
what Water the other and are. The hospital.
There we go. Those were the five sponsors. Now, I guarantee you over here, if you come, you go to Acupure, Acupure is going to donate something to some random group. Bahama Blue is going to do the exact same thing. All I'm trying to say to you is if you look at our sponsorship dollars, the money is going out. Is it going directly to sports? No. The question is why? It's not that our sponsors are not spending money. They're spending money. But why isn't it going to sports?
Oh, it's like I just said, it's the same thing that we keep coming back to. It's not seen as big business, so they don't see the point in it.
Why isn't it seen like big business?
Because they don't care until they care. Like, that's the problem. Like, it takes us to be one quarter away from the Olympics for people to actually care about that. Carter, I'm in every... Like, see, here's the thing when it comes to basketball, right? There are four-year cycles.
Right.
They tell you it costs X amount for four-year cycles. You could approach every company in the Bahamas and say, hey, it's $200,000 for these TV rights for the 4 years, and you get 600 games because you get all the FIBA events, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you come in for that last tournament, you know how much the rights cost? $200,000, because they're like, it's not our fault we approach you for that. That's just the cost of the package, regardless of if it's one window or if it's the whole thing. And people here are going to be like, well, I'm not spending that much money. And I get it. No. I'm not spending that much money. But if we approach companies and we say it costs X amount for a four-year cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
At $50,000 a year, that is more palatable than saying this whole thing costs $200,000 for four games.
I just don't... I don't get it, because it seems as if you're saying... And correct me if I'm wrong, because you're asking the question, but you don't really... Like, you got to go... Beyond that, are you saying it's the fault of federations or athletes?
I think it's
that
a combination of all three parties. No, I think it's a combination of all three parties. I think it's a combination of government, federations, and, as John would say, corporate Bahamas. The issue lies in corporate Bahamas doesn't see it as big business because it's not presented as big business.
That's not true, though. That, like, fundamentally, when you fundamentally right there, I have to stop that because that is not true. That's absolutely not true.
Tell me what sport and event in this country is big business. Give me one sport.
When you define it as big business, are you talking about that revenue?
That you could actually generate revenue from. But give me one sport and event that is big business.
But that's the point, though. They are there, but it's not generated because culturally it's not seen as that. Cannot be the fault of the people doing it.
No, Niall. So this is the point. If me as a business look at an event, you tell me, hey, I want to put on, I don't know, give me a random tournament.
BISS track.
I want to put on BISS. It's going to call... Knockout. It's going to cost you, I don't know, $250,000 to get the TV rights to put it on whatever station you choose, one of our local stations. You're going to go to a company and say, hey, I want you to help me make up this $250,000 to put on this event. And then the question they're going to ask, how much views are we going to have? How many views are we going to have? Because that's where I'm going to get my business from. I'm going to pay you to advertise my business in front of how many viewers? You can't say, well, hey, we guarantee to have about 50,000 people, 70,000 people. Because then they get to, well, hey, I could spend 20% of that in a newspaper and get those same eyes tomorrow.
Can you?
That's what they're going to say. To a degree, you can't. If you pick the high newspaper days, you can get those same viewership.
This is where I would agree with when Danny Johnson and them was...
They took a lot of L's to make those sorts of things happen.
No, but you got to think of it. So you pay the Bahamas Bowl thing, right? You have a 3.5-hour commercial.
Right.
Where your eyes are all on it. That is what it is. It's a commercial. Not everyone's going to see
right,
it.
Right, but that's
the wrong people are making decisions. Newspapers is the same as that kind of body. I swear to God.
You put that in front of the U.S. audience. So you spend that kind of money to get traction in a market that's then going to send people here to make that spend.
You know what? But it's because that market sees that as culturally important. The problem is, why doesn't our market see the things that we do as culturally important? Because that's when it'll be big business.
And
I'm
in total agreement with you there. That's what I'm saying. Once we get to that point that we can enhance this market and cultivate it to the point that could actually produce revenue for these sorts of things. If Buddy here was in Jamaica right now, you know why the Mali Foundation put money behind it? Because the second he shows up in that arena, you're going to have hundreds of people buy tickets. Yeah, you're going to have hundreds.
We have
that. You're going to stock that whole arena out. People could then show up there and say, hey, I want to be a vendor at this event, sell some food, sell whatever. Off of the one name of Buddy here.
That happened when he was here and he played at Bahamar.
Uh-huh.
It was sold out.
What was the event? Booked. What was the event?
This is when the national team was playing. Sold out. It was fully booked. Right?
Uh-huh.
Where was the momentum that happened after that? Everyone saw it. Because you say people need to present it to them and they don't know. Everyone saw it. That didn't happen behind closed doors.
Now, you're talking about the... Which event are you talking about?
World Cup qualifier.
World Cup qualifier at Kennedy Elizabeth.
No, it was at Bahamar.
Okay, at Bahamar. What was the price of the tickets?
They was like $150. And people was buying them.
It exists.
How many tickets?
This is what I'm telling you.
Exists. How many tickets were sold now?
Around 2,000 some.
It's no way you expect me to know that off the top of my head.
Who were the primary sponsor? Well, you're...
No one was the primary sponsor.
Keep going. Who took the L from a financial standpoint?
The Federation.
The Federation rented out Bahama.
And the Federation approached multiple...
Bahama.
Yeah.
You paid Bahama to host the event.
Yes.
Keep going on. You are part of Federation.
But these bodies are doing the jobs to get it there. It is so much more than that. It's a problem with our culture and not seeing it as important.
I'm not disagreeing that there is a problem with our culture.
But you're making it seem like they are not trying to source these funds properly. That's what the impetus of your argument was.
That is my argument. That is my argument.
And I'm telling you that's not true.
That's not true. You know how much meetings... No, I'm telling you, you know how much meetings we have? We sit down. Everything... Oh, that's great. That's great. Then when it comes time to say, all right, so are you going to be willing to give crickets? It just goes quick. The only time I think we actually had someone come on board immediately was Oak Tree Medical when I think it was Buddy and Kai played the Venezuela game.
And let me ask a question now. That was how long ago?
I forget. A couple years.
And what is Oak Tree's sponsorship now to date? Zero.
But you still approach people.
No.
But see, this is...
In particular me, because they give a lot of money for track and
field. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Since when? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So, see, no, but now all of a sudden it's... I'm telling you, what happens is you get the buddies. When Kai came out that time, and he played in the AmeriCup, tickets sold for that because they wanted to see Kai. People only care about the big names, but you can't come in when it's too late. That's what we're trying to say. Yeah. We could go to every single sponsor, but then everyone wants to come in this summer when Buddy and all of them are playing. They're going to come in, and guess what? The price is going to be three times as much as if you just came in at the beginning. Like, that's the problem, because we have to fund the whole federation.
All right.
So these people are then going to say, oh, we ain't trying to deal with that now because X, Y, Z. But we approached them already. With what it is. And they're just like, no, 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 no. But then they also want ridiculous requests. Oh, we want a sit down with Buddy and we want to do this and do that and blah, blah, blah.
Because they have to make sure that they get their money on the back end.
How are you going to get money if you want to shake a sign in a room by yourself?
You use that
How do you use that? I could get a picture of Buddy anytime. Okay. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
It don't.
Okay.
They want to act like there's a big flex. That's what they want. That's what Cora Bahamas wants. They want the picture.
Where did we start this conversation, you know, early on the Donald Thomas thing?
Negotiation is the same with anything. You want to maximize everything that you're getting, right? Uh-huh. That person wants to maximize
everything that they're giving.
Yeah. So the point is to try to meet somewhere in the middle, right? And a lot of these times, you know what happens? Is you have one entity saying, I have no need to meet in the middle. You are coming to me. And then they just walk away from the table.
They don't say that to the athlete. That's who they want to meet. They say that to the federations, who in the end doesn't really provide them anything.
Represent the athlete.
Go back to the Donald Thomas tweet.
No, but without the Federation... Yes, but without the Federation, the thing itself doesn't happen. So there is no athlete actually performing anything.
And it happens like this in other countries. If big money gets involved and just say, hey, I want to put on my own track and field event, does that then not end the Federation?
No, you would have to have them involved still. Yeah, they always have to be involved.
But in other countries, if big money gets involved and say, hey, I want to do a whole track and field event.
Right.
Do they need a federation in our countries?
Yes.
Yeah, it still would have to be sanctioned.
It would have to be sanctioned.
Yeah. They're still involved.
And then you could ensure that big money has what? The tap on the chest that John did just now. They have that direct one-on-one engagement because now they're doing what? They're getting the return on their investment. That's the return on their investment.
But his argument is a lot of times the things that are being asked of has zero to do with return on investment.
You might be surprised.
No, it just doesn't. Okay. It just flat out doesn't.
Okay.
It just flat out doesn't.
Two stories for you, but we go off air on that.
The problem here is that not seeing what the obvious return is.
Right.
That's a big part of the problem. Yeah. If you're not seeing the return on investment as people and you're not seeing the return on investment as development of what it is.
You just give a whole soliloquy on how our rich people don't really be good rich people. Why are you doing them being good rich people? Because none of that stuff matters to them.
All right. Well, that's why we are where we are.
Caller, go ahead. You want me to credit it?
Yeah, pleasant. Good morning. Let me put my 5 cents. I've been...
You got 2 minutes, caller. We're about to close out.
...market for many, many years, plus 20 years. And the reality we face is, one, most of these big corporate companies are foreign-owned. And so... Let's look at, I wouldn't call it a company name. The whole company is run by literally foreigners. And so if the foreign vice president of marketing don't know who Buddy is, don't interest themselves in Buddy, then that decision is not made by them to sponsor certain events. Secondly, some of these marketing managers, they get promoted in positions and they have no experience. Literally no experience in marketing and how to build brand network. And I always look at Trinidad, and you go to Trinidad, all of the big athletes, all of the big entertainers, they're all over billboards. They're all over house roof. And so they celebrate the success of their athletes and their musicians, and they put money into that. Of course, the economy of scale, too. This is a small economy. So if a company only have $250,000 for marketing, they have the spread that you get Regatta, you get Junction, you get Carnival. You understand? And so the return is minuscule to them in terms of volume. And then not only that, a lot of these companies are competing against events. And so that's another part of them not having a monopoly in the market where they are the manufacturer, the wholesaler, the distributor, and the retailer.
Right.
And it's hosting their own event. So they're actually competing against event promoters like myself, event owners like myself. And so, you know, on a good night, on a Friday night, you might throw an event. They throw an event also.
Right.
And so there's some reality, but the core of it is a small market. So for someone to give you tons and tons of money, it's a decision got to be made based on what am I return at that particular time on my investment.
I got you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, we got to go, but I'll simply say this before we head out. Yes, those people may not know who Buddy is, but I guarantee you, wherever they are from, their people are highlighted and their people are getting that kind of financial backing. That'll do it for this episode of The Accredited. Next week, I have to talk about Shedeur Sanders. I hope he plays good again.